Well, ever since USDA's data dump took place on January 12th, the grain markets really haven't seemed like they performed all that well. But when looking at the charts, we really haven't put in that bad of a performance in the grains. It's actually been somewhat encouraging, especially when you look at corn. Corn has actually put in a little bit stronger performance since the report came out. Mainly, and we did see, extremely strong stocks and bearish numbers, but corn has actually performed well and hasn't broken down that much more than what we saw from the report, which is encouraging. Now, demand continues to be extremely strong when you look at the grains, especially on the corn side, where exports continue to set record paces, and we're also seeing strong ethanol demand. On the flip side, we're seeing decent export demand for soybeans, but the crush continues to set records. And over in the wheat market, we continue to see exports, but they've been somewhat subdued. But what's been interesting is since that the close of the 12th, when those reports came out, we've seen Minneapolis wheat gain, or is right now trading 8 cents above that close, while we're looking at corn trading or closing 9 cents above that day. And for soybeans, we're up over 30 cents. And we've had good demand from China. But now we're going to start to see a little bit of a shift as far as exports are concerned, especially for soybeans, as China's likely going to leave the U.S. market and start focusing more on Brazilian soybeans. At this point, they're saying that so far, China has bought 25 cargoes of Brazilian soybeans and 10 cargoes of Canadian canola. So we can see the switch is starting to happen as far as the vegetable oil markets are concerned. But yet we still have some strong demand from other buyers in soybeans. So right now, what we're watching as far as the U.S. market for direction is exports, demand, and continuing to watch what happens with South America weather.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.